This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back into the industry of conversation. At 7 past the hour, it's October the 18th. How do you do? Doug Steffen doing well. Jay Kirshner doing well. See how much better she sounds today than she did yesterday. She's on the mend having that COVID experience. I'm going to ask why until we're all blue in the face. Why is Boston University researching and trying to develop a new COVID strain? Why?
And the new strain. The fact that it's an 80% kill rate.
Yeah, fabulous. Great. Yeah, very intelligent. All right, so we find some good news here. The Samoans, we've been talking about the Samoans and what the heck is going on with their status. Well, here's something that's good for Samoans and other people in Oregon who are considered part of the indigenous population. University of Oregon announces they have a new program to help these students who live in Oregon pay for their tuition. The Home Flight Scholars Program, announced this week, made immediately available by the university for about 150 mostly American Indian and Alaskans who are in the undergraduate program there. But I wouldn't imagine it would help Samoans, too, wouldn't you think, Jay, under the circumstances? Jack Stockwell just told us a little while ago that there are a lot of Samoans living in Utah because they're Mormons. I thought that was interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Attracted.
Okay.
Yeah. And so I wonder if there's not obviously a big Mormon population in Oregon, so whether there are a lot of Samoans there or not. But I find this to be interesting. Is it the right thing to do? Somebody's going to be offended by it because they're not getting the same treatment that the American Indians, and I'm surprised they even refer to them as American Indians.
Well.
Yeah, right, exactly. So why is it my fault as a resident of Oregon that these people, why am I paying for them? I can hear the question. There's probably a good answer, or you can come up with a thoughtful answer to it anyway. But still, what is there that's so special about American natives or Alaskan natives that would entitle them to have their college education? This is sort of reparation in a masked way.
So
is it not?
Rectifying the systemic issues.
Yeah, right.
And it's not something that happened overnight, really, and it's not something that's going to be fixed overnight. It was decades upon decades upon decades.
So there are 574 federally recognized tribes through our country. So I'm pretty sure there aren't 574 in Oregon, but however they identify these groups, they'll be the ones that will get the consideration. Again, okay to do if we feel they can't do it on their own. I wouldn't want, just because you're a native, that's the only thing that acquires. So let's say your family has been done very well because they're connected to a tribe that has made millions in the casino business. So why are we paying for your tuition? Your folks can afford it. See, that's the kind of question. This is one of those things, did they think it through before they announced it? Because it's easy. This is the first time I've heard about it, and I can easily make throw potholes at their argument. These people, whoever it is, see, this is what's wrong with all this racial stuff and identifying people, separating them out. If you need help, you should get help, regardless of whether you're a native, whether you're black, whether you're Hispanic, whether you're white, doesn't make any difference. If you have need of serious, important help, then it's our job to help you. the public should be helping. But if you just are, you're going to take advantage of a situation just because of your national heritage? No. Sorry. No sale with me. I think this is a bad idea, frankly. Whether you live on the reservation or not, doesn't make any difference. A lot of people live on the reservation because they want to, because it's cheaper to live there than it is to live in a house in suburbia. Doesn't mean they don't have any money. Just as they choose to do that for whatever the reason. So these are good intentions, for sure, but not well thought out programs. That's the way I'd look at it. Jay? Flight Scholars Program.
Yeah, those who need the financial assistance, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But I do agree with you, Doug, in the sentiment of helping people who can help themselves, they just don't
right.
want to. Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me either.
No, it's not fair. It isn't. Okay, so there's now as you can imagine, I talk about this because I find it amazing how much money is being spent. It's great for the industry. Millions, hundreds of millions of dollars being spent on the radio for political advertisement. And so Media Monitors has come up with the data as to who the top political advertisers are. And the interesting thing is, it's not a person. It isn't somebody running for a particular office. It's a political action committee that is not necessarily sponsored by any one candidate, even though they, and they're doing a whole lot of it in New England, especially with those running for office in New Hampshire, both the Republican and Democrat political action committees have come in. There's two or three on each side that are buying ads. And the thing that is amazing is when you listen to them on the radio, there's one next to the other because there are so many of them they can't separate them. So the first ad will say, this ad is sponsored by the Republican Political Action Committee or whatever it is, and we want to see Maggie Hassan defeated. Okay, the next ad is another political action committee that supports Maggie Hassan, so he got 60 seconds of go vote for her, and another 60 seconds of don't vote for her. I suppose that's a fair, it's fair play. It used to be a no-no. We used to not do that. It would be like running a Chevrolet ad next to an Oldsmobile ad. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't do it, right? There needed to be a break. But now there's so much of that. If you watch TV or listen to the radio, you can hear Ford ads next to Cadillac ads next to anything. It's because there's so much of the same sort of thing. Anyway, I thought you'd find it interesting.
I'm so tired of those ads that the don't vote for this person, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, right.
I don't care what you have to say about somebody else. Tell me what you can do, what you
right,
can.
Right, exactly.
Tell me your good qualities.
Vote against whoever does that. Whoever is not telling you about themselves but attacking somebody else, don't vote for them. I wouldn't. I don't. If all you can do, the best you can do is attack somebody else, that means you got nothing going for you. So, and the other person has done stuff, whether you like it or you haven't. The other person obviously has done stuff. So if you find a record, don't vote for this guy because he's a bad guy. Well, okay, what are you going to do for us? What's your platform? Oh, I don't have one. Yeah, duh.
Yeah.
And I think that's, look at what Herschel Walker's going through. He doesn't have any platform about anything. What do you know about him other than he lies? And what do you know about him? What his position is, what his platform is.
And his child have accused him of domestic violence.
Yeah, that's what you know.
Yeah, it's I don't know very many good things.
Well, and they'll tell you, the people supporting Walker will say, well, that's because the other side has distorted everything. Huh? How have they distorted? They may have come up with it and started the ball rolling, but Walker, every step he takes, he's putting his foot in his mouth. He says, no, I didn't do it. And then there's a check with his signature. Oh, yeah, that's my check. Oh, but somebody forged my name. Come on, pal. Own up to it. Be a man. Anyway.
It is my check that it wasn't a signature. I just didn't know what it was going towards. Well, what
is
it?
Yeah, right. Oh, my God. This is the best. Okay. One of the other things that I got some comments on, actually, Jay, the earlier discussion a couple of hours ago about Congress stepping into the fight over foreign programming. The Federal Appeals Court has stopped efforts at the FCC to require radio stations to do more to verify who's paying for a program or a commercial. I think that's wrong. The agency should be looking into the Chinese government, the Koreans, how do we know, the North Koreans, time they buy, trying to seduce America. We don't even know what they're saying because we don't understand Chinese. We don't understand whatever the Korean message is, even Spanish, right? So there's a bipartisan group. This is why I think this sells and this is good. Bipartisan group of House and Senate members, excuse me, who've introduced a bill this week that requires radio stations to verify the source of the programming in what ensures basically we listeners, to know who's paying for this stuff. If there's a foreign sponsor for a commercial or for a program, I want to know about it. And you should know about it as well. So kudos to the feds on that one. It's 18 after the hour.
If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in taxes, please listen to this important message. The IRS is aggressively hiring and quickly ramping up their tax collection team. Act now and protect yourself with a call to Tax Alliance. Don't let the money you owe the IRS keep you up at night and ruin your life. You may be surprised at how much having Tax Alliance on your side can protect you from the IRS collections and help you save thousands on what you owe. Here's what a customer had to say.
Tax Alliance did an amazing job helping me through a quite difficult situation, saving me tens and thousands of dollars that I would have been paying for many years to come.
Tax Alliance is rated A+ with a Better Business Bureau with no consumer complaints. If you owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes, have unfiled returns, or have a payment plan and are still frustrated, call Tax Alliance now for a free consultation. 800-987-1097. 800-987-1097. That's 800-987-1097.
Tax Alliance, your tax resolution solution.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherries.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apple, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
We make Texas superfood from 55 raw, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Pineapple, sweet potato.
Papaya, parsley, pear, peach.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas superfood delivers the healthy benefits of 55. Count them, 55 fresh fruits and vegetables, and you can see them all on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry, spinach, the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
Thousands of people benefit from taking Texas Superfood every day. Shouldn't you be one of them? Doctors, pharmacists, nurses, and your grandmother all recommend that you eat more fruits and vegetables every day. So if you can't, won't, or don't, Texas Superfood is made for you.
TexasSuperfood.com. It's borderline shocking how much energy I have. I hope you use me for the TexasSuperfood.com.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com.
Yippee! All right. Here's a surprise. A couple in England discovered a stash of rare coins underneath their kitchen floor. Man, there's a lot of it. Right? Did you see this?
Gotta love a good kitchen renovation.
Oh, yeah. This is the floor. You can see pictures of it online of where they dug up the floor and found all of these coins that apparently are worth about $250,000. So anyway, they are going to sell them at auction. But recently there were some other coins that were sold at auction like this, and they brought a lot of dough. So good for them. This is a 200-year-old house where the treasure was hidden under the floor. Not to be enjoyed by the people who stuck it there anyway. But the beneficiaries are folks that aren't now. It's good. Isn't that? That'd be considered good luck, I think. It's 21 after the hour.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer,
5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The American Family Farmer podcast. The question of your awareness or the awareness of your customers around the problems of food waste, including a focus on food that has best used by. And the question comes whether you keep the food or you toss it. I don't throw it away. I use it. There's a lot of stuff that you can cook and have nutrition in it still.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 24 after the hour now. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Hi. It's time for some celebrity news and gossip. Social media trending on Shania Twain. So Doug will have his dirt on Shania after this.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
It's one of my favorite songs from the current sort of modern pop era. Shania Twain's You're Still the One is something that I just, every time I hear it, I like it more, frankly. So Shania is in the news, Jay, because she's been added to the list of musicians appearing in Beauty and the Beauty, which is a recreation of Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah, it's a reimagining 30th celebration special, and she's taking on the role of Mrs. Potts. The mother of the teacups who Angela Lansbury voiced.
So she paid tribute to Angela Lansbury in this role, feeling that she was responsible. She certainly led the way right back in 1991. So how is this, other than different characters, is the script different for this? What are people going to hear or see when they see this? Supposed to be on ABC, I think, in December, sometime in December.
Yeah, December. And it's kind of one of those celebrations. And there's not a whole lot of information going on around it. I'm sure as we get closer, more and more
a couple of months out
will be coming out. But, we do know that Martin Short is also going to be a part of it. David Alan Greer.
So, I thought David Alan Greer was dead.
David Alan Greer?
Yeah. Who is the guy that there's another David Allen, somebody, or his last name was Greer, who was in MASH. David Ogden. Ah, that's it. Okay, thank you. Just came to me. David Ogden Greer was in the cast of MASH, and he was a great character actor. I think he died a couple of years ago, so I've confused him with David Allen Greer. I wonder if this guy is his son.
David Ogden Steers?
Yeah, if he's David Ogden
Steers Greer's. And Greer. Names.
Really? Okay. Well, anyway, another question without an answer. 28 after, this is Good Day.
I'm Andy Solomon. Auto Trader recently published 5 reasons electric cars are best in 2023, and then released 5 reasons gasoline-powered cars are best in 2023. So what's really the best? Brian Moody, executive editor for Auto Trader, is here to sort it out for us.
Let's start with gasoline-powered cars. Gas is easy to get, and if I'm looking for something new, maybe I'll ease into electric with a plug-in hybrid. Also, electric might not be as green as we think thanks to rare earth minerals, solar arrays, and wind farms. And lastly, many EV charging times are much longer than advertised.
And what about electric vehicles?
Well, to start, EVs cost little to operate and they're fun to drive, so don't hate them until you've tried one. Some say charging stations are scarce, but you can charge up at home, and you can't do that with gasoline. Finally, most of us will be driving electric cars at some point, and it may be better for some parts of the environment overall.
To decide which is best for you, visit autotrader.com.
Douglas is a real Prevagen user and paid testimonialist.
My name is Douglas. I'm 79 and I live in Chicago. I'm a writer, director. I used to be a marathon runner. Now I'm a walker. In the kind of work that I do, you are surrounded by people who are all younger than you. Memory became a factor. As everyone gets older, where did I put my keys? But I had to get help to stay competitive. I happened across Prevagen, and I started taking it. I saw myself having an improved memory, which at the same time, I felt better about myself. I could not be doing what I'm doing today had it not been for Prevagen.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Prevagen is available in stores everywhere. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
With winter fast approaching, German Chancellor Olaf Scholz ordered Germany's 3 remaining nuclear power plants to remain in operation until April. Germany had relied on Russia for energy, that has since been cut off by Vladimir Putin, and sabotage to underwater pipelines. Vice Chancellor and Economy Minister Robert Habeck of the Green Party approves of the plan. Australia's Liberal government has reversed a previous recognition of West Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The foreign minister made the announcement Tuesday, saying Tel Aviv is their recognized capital. China has made a decision to seize Taiwan on a much faster timeline than previously thought. Those words from Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Monday at Stanford University in California. They were made shortly after China's leader reiterated his intent to take the island by force if necessary. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
Like the lady who's celebrating today because she bought a lottery ticket 10 minutes before the drawing.
Mm-hmm. Like, and then in the nick of time.
Won 500 grand. I bet she screamed.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Doug will be along shortly. I'm Jay Kirshner. There was a winning $494 million lottery ticket. This was with the Mega Millions that happened on Friday. And one of the tickets was sold in Fort Myers, which is really great because that's where everything was just devastated by
the
Mega Millions. Oh, my.
Oh, me. Oh, my. Oh, me. Oh, whatever it can be. Yes, Stacey and especially Long P. So that's why we're on the outside here, looking in. It's October 18, 35 after the hour. The inspiration today comes from Fiona Apple, who said she was a Grammy-winning songwriter. She had a lot of important music. Fetch the Bolt. Remember that song? Anyway, she wrote, "You got a chance to go up and say something? Don't be shy. No matter how it comes out, let it come out." And that's really the spirit of news talk radio, talk radio in general, whatever it is. What'd you say, James?
I'm a big Fiona Apple fan.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Well, at any rate, the winning story for this half hour goes to the lottery winner. The ticket was sold in Florida, and this is good because this particular city where, this is Fort Myers, where the ticket was sold, was devastated by the hurricane. See, I think that there is, this is, the whole lottery thing is rigged. I think that the drawing, the number in this case, 922, 26, 41, 44, I had all those numbers except for one. No,
did
I didn't.
Did you really?
No, I didn't.
Oh,
but at any rate, the Fort Myers area, this one, the winner was at a 7-Eleven, and it was a quick pick. So it wasn't the same story as we had yesterday. Somebody who won $500,000 10 minutes after they bought a ticket. Remember that story from yesterday?
Oh, yeah. They bought it online from their bed. It was like Spirit told them, hey, get online and order a lottery ticket. And they happened to hurry up and do that. But I always love that kind of seeing stories like this, especially in the case of Fort Myers, that was just devastated by Hurricane Ian, because the store where the lottery ticket was purchased, they're going to receive $100,000 in the commission for selling the jackpot-winning ticket. You have this person who won the lottery, and you just... I personally hope that it's somebody who they'll be able to do whatever it is that they want to do with it and need to do with it, but also that it's enough money that they will feel moved to help their own community.
Yep, right. Well, there were two tickets, one at Fort Myers, the other one was in San Jose, and they were both sold at 7-Eleven stores. You know, 7-Eleven chain was sold to, a surprise, an Indian outfit, and they've sort of rejuvenated the old 7-Eleven that was started by an Indian. 7-Eleven, obviously, 7 in the morning to 11 at night, convenience stores. They used to sell gasoline, and then for whatever the reason, they got out of that business. Now, with this new owner, they've, if you've noticed, 7-Eleven rejuvenated all of their stores, and they have now begun to sell gasoline. I bought some gasoline at a 7-Eleven in Maine the other day. And I went inside, clean as a whistle. All the old 7-Eleven stores used to be really kind of, they got to the point where they were really kind of gross. Kind of, they'd been neglected, but now things have changed. So that's cool. Speaking of change and instruments of change, Uri Geller will join us from Israel in a moment to talk about some things that are changing with him and over there after this.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Doug Stephanie here to talk to you about Term Provider. This is the easiest way to buy life insurance, protect your family, and get peace of mind. You have high blood pressure? Got diabetes? No problem. At Term Provider, they'll shop all the top insurance carriers so you don't have to do that and get you the best possible rate no matter what ails you. Call Term Provider, 800-230-2777. That's 800-230-2777. Term Provider has helped lots of people just like you. No matter what your problem is, at Term Provider, they get the job done. 800-230-2777. Get the scales tipped in your favor. $1 million in term life insurance for less than $200 a month. 800-230-2777. Term Provider, the way to go to get affordable life insurance. 800-230-2777. 41 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, so what do we have here? Sounds like we have a problem with the phone. Is that James?
Oh, sounds like Uri.
Okay, so let's try it again. Uri is joining us from, it's not, you know, you think, I was talking to somebody last night, Jay, who called me. Oh, no, I know who it was. It was Jennifer. Jennifer Horn is over in Hawaii with her father doing some programming. And I called her, and then she called me back, and it was like she was around the corner. It was one, and I said that it was one of the best phone connections. Where I am, the cell phone tower is like 1,000 feet from the farm, and it's awful. The quality of the calls, the connection is like one bar. And yet, when I talked to her, I was in my truck on my way down to meet somebody, and we had a chat. It was really very cool, very clear.
It's interesting, especially when it comes to, like, landlines. I am in the process of setting up doctor's appointments to getting primary care physicians, and the person I was talking to, it sounded like they were underwater.
Yeah, it's really awful. All right, Uri, we were talking about how good the connections are usually between here and Israel. It's like talking around the corner. It feels like you're right here, my next-door neighbor. In fact, you're 8,600 miles away from me. So it's kind of very cool to be able to connect. Okay, so I wanted to talk to you. You said something, and it steered me sort of away from one of the things I wanted to talk to you, but I think it's worth spending a minute on, the business about whether, in this case, somebody who wins the lottery, can there be a mechanism in our mind to set it up? Like you tell people when they're fixing watches and things that are broken, 1, 2, 3, win. Could we do, have you ever had an experience with anybody where you help them win something like that? People must ask you to do that all the time.
Well, you understand that I get 50 emails a week from people all around the world asking me to give them fixed numbers.
Right.
Constantly. Every day. from all over the world.
Uh-huh.
And I write back and say, thank you, but I don't do the lottery. I mean, if I could do it, I would do it for myself.
Right.
Don't you think?
Again, thank you. Yes.
I would have a lot of money to give away to charity. But, you know, there's consciousness, and I think that we can move things. But there are also universal laws that don't allow you to use certain powers for personal gain. I believe that. And I remember decades ago, actually it was in the early 70s, when I walked into a London casino and I won £17,000. Then it was a lot of money for me.
Yeah.
Something like $25,000. And when I was driving up to Liverpool in a limousine, they took me in a big Daimler, I felt terrible. I felt like something shouting in my head that I shouldn't have done it. And believe it or not, I lowered the window and I threw the cash out.
Really?
On the M4. This
Good
was on
God.
The M4. Whoever found it was a lucky person. But wow.
I didn't know that. You never told me that story before. No.
No, I wrote about it in my books. Unbelievable that I felt that I've done something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of erase that bad deed, I just threw out the money.
Would you do that today? Would you do that, given knowing what you know today, would you do the same thing if you had the same circumstance?
That's a good question. I wouldn't do it today because I would give the money to charity.
Mm-hmm.
Then, you know, that wasn't in my head. you know that most of the proceeds that we do today, you know, through the museum and through many other little items that I get paid for, I funnel it straight to Save a Child's Heart, including the citizenship of my Lamb Island,
right,
where in that charity, which is based in a hospital here in Israel, not far away from Jaffa, doctors saved the lives of over 6,000 children with open heart surgery.
Good
and
heart.
Half of them actually are Palestinian. So it's a good feeling when you have enough and you can give, then it comes back to you in many different ways, other
Doesn't
ways, positive
yeah.
ways. It's
yeah.
a universal law, again, that if you do something good, it'll catapult back to you.
So then how would you respond? How would you respond to somebody who said to you, no good deed goes unpunished? What do you say when you hear things like that? Because we hear that all the time when people do something good and then they have a problem after having done something good. So what do you say to that philosophy?
Look, I it's hard for me to determine how real or valid that is, but I also get asked questions about karma, you know, the karma, it comes
yes.
back to you and so on.
Yeah.
I don't really know. I think these are spiritual conspiracy theories. But
really? That's an interesting phrase. What do you mean by that?
Well,
spiritual conspiracy theories. That's an interesting phrase.
I think I just made up, I coined up a new sentence, spiritual conspiracy theories. But, you know, we are drowning in conspiracy theories all the time, you know, from the most unbelievably angry and ridiculous ones. Like, for instance, I constantly hear that the two World Trade Center buildings were not, they didn't collapse because of the planes.
Right.
And there was some kind of, I mean, you'll hear that.
Dick
Cheney,
no, here's that rumor, here's the conspiracy theory around that. Dick Cheney was responsible for putting sticks of dynamite in the basement of the World Trade Centers so that the buildings could go down and we would then go to war against people in the Middle East that were antagonists to his former company, Halliburton. That was the rumor.
And what about the one that the whole moon landing was
right,
filmed in Arizona?
Yeah,
in
right. In the desert.
I really get annoyed by these type of theories because, hey, there's so much proof. I mean, my best friend was Mitchell.
If you go further even into it, the Holocaust deniers. Where do those people come from?
Right.
Where do they get their do they get their strength? How in the world could you deny what was so obvious? And yet there are people who try to credibly say, no, that never happened.
Yeah, and Eisenhower and many other top-ranked generals, they made sure that these terrible scenes were filmed and they're archived. You know, Steven Spielberg has so much footage from the Holocaust.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. This cannot be denied. But anyhow, Dougie, one day we'll make a full hour about conspiracy theories.
Good idea. Uri Geller, become a citizen of Lamb Island. Go to Uri's website, URIGELLER. What a fascinating idea. Check out Lamb Island and see for a buck. It'd be kind of fun. I've become a citizen, and you can too. Check it out at urigeller.com. It's 10 before the hour.
No one. other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
At 53 after the hour, it's Doug's Good Day with Chuck Curry, our movie man, movie moments on the air. All right, Chuck, I've heard this theme before. What are we doing? Where are we going? What's happening?
That's the theme to Twister. It's hard to believe that movie came out in 1996. Big summer popcorn movie with Bill Paxton and Helen Hunt, and also Philip Seymour Hoffman. And a small supporting role was really good, fun in that movie. Anyway, Warner Brothers and Amblin Entertainment yesterday did announce a spring 2023 filming start to produce a sequel to that hit film. Spielberg's production company, Amblin, is going to produce it. It's being written by the screenwriter of the Oscar-winning movie The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio. Spielberg liked the script a lot. I am really surprised they have not done a sequel to Twister at least 10 years ago because the property cries out for a big summer popcorn movie. But this will be an important tentpole for Warner Brothers in a couple years.
Well, one of the main stars is dead. That probably...
Yes. I would assume this is just going to be its own thing. It'll be sequel in name only. Could they bring Helen Hunt back? I doubt they will. It's just a gut feeling. I think they'll just go with all new. They'll hire a couple A-list actors. Probably, I wouldn't be surprised if they spin the story in the same type of direction with male lead, female lead, a strange guy. I don't know how they'll do it, but I look forward to it because I'm a big fan of that film. I thought it was really, really entertaining.
So there is this sequel, speaking of sequels, yeah. A Christmas Story, teaser trailer. Have you seen this?
I didn't see it, but this is going to go straight to
HBO.
HBO.
I thought it was
HBO. HBO Max.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So
you'll
why?
The interest in it.
Yeah, of course they will.
You're asking
but why can't we see it in the theater?
It's a good question. Some of these projects were greenlit during COVID, and they just had them earmarked for streaming. I still think just streaming alone is not a model that's going to be sustainable long term. I think this is gambling and feeling their way out and seeing what works. But I think ultimately, and I don't know when, hopefully a year, maybe a year and a half, 2 years, we'll get back to mostly theatrical and then streaming. Streaming will be like DVD and Blu-ray. But I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the numbers. They don't give the public privy to the numbers like you do theatrical box office totals. That is right there for you to analyze. Nobody really knows the profitability of a lot of these streaming.
So can we go back to Christmas Story? Are they using the same... it looks to me like they could be using at least part of the same...
Billingsley, who played Ralphie, is going to be the star. I think he's...
But is it the same script as the original Christmas Story?
No, it's a sequel. It's a follow-up with that character as full-grown adult.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think there was a Christmas Story that was live on TV. Remember a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
They did. It was on NBC, I think. One of their Christmas specials, and it was good. Some of those things, they make a big deal out of things that are live now when everything used to be live on TV. Matthew Broderick was in it. Jane Krakowski, remember them anyway in it.
You know, have to wonder when Disney greenlit that Home Alone sequel last year on Disney Plus, which was watchable but not very good, they wouldn't have paid money to get Macaulay Culkin back to play Kevin McAllister as an adult. Fans would like that, but that's not the
direction
they
went in.
It would be good, yep. Rachel Zegler is addressing the scrutiny that she's facing during press for a couple of movies, the Snow White movie and West Side Story. Apparently she was in both of those, right?
Yes. What's the scrutiny? I didn't know she was working in a coal mine, but what's the problem?
Well, I think that there is they're trying to buttonhole Snow White as being politically correct. The term Snow White, you know, that everybody's got a problem with anything that's white these days. You know, so it's just, I don't know, everybody making a mess out of everything because it's all politics.
A lot of people don't like the seven dwarfs.
You're not supposed to say dwarfs.
Really?
Oh, my God.
You just did three times.
Dwarf.
I got one more thing. How much time we have?
Save it for tomorrow. Let's everybody say dwarf one more time. There it is. Okay. It's 59 past, Tucker. Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.